Dr. Gonzo's Guides podcast. I read the science so you don't have to. Hello again, friends. Kristen Gonzalez here, and today I'll be talking about buying Thanksgiving turkeys and let you in on a little holiday gem I've discovered that delivers a healthy and time-saving Thanksgiving meal. I have a PhD in biology and write all the material in the blog for Dr. Gonzo's Guides. Please visit the Dr. Gonzo's Guides Facebook page for links to the subjects mentioned in these podcasts, and like us for the chance to win prizes and giveaways. Well, it's the week before Thanksgiving, and I thought I'd talk a little bit about turkeys. Now, we know that you love your family, and you really do want to do the best for them. But is it honestly worth buying a fancy schmancy heirloom, free-range, sustainable, all-natural, organic bird? Or is a regular old conventionally raised turkey just fine? Well, let's start out by talking about exactly what is a conventionally raised turkey. So, according to the Environmental Working Group, many conventionally raised turkeys are bred for abnormally large white breast meat. They're raised in crowded conditions. They're likely treated with antibiotics while being raised. And they may be injected with saline solutions or brining solutions, oils, flavors, or preservatives at the packing plant. So let's look at these points one at a time. First, why would an abnormally large breast be a problem? Americans love their white meat, and because of this, growers pretty much phased out traditional turkeys way back in the 1950s. Turkey growers could make more money raising the broad-breasted white hybrid bird, which grows faster and bigger than the traditional bird. So over the decades, these birds have been selectively bred, and a strange and curious problem has resulted. The breasts on these birds are now so large that the males, called toms, aren't able to mate with the female hens the way that Mother Nature intended. The enormous male breasts actually prohibit mating. So you may ask, how do these turkeys reproduce? Well, it turns out that they need a lot of help from humans. 100%, yes, 100% of all commercially grown, broad-breasted white turkeys are artificially inseminated. Wow. It's bad enough that these poor turkeys can't reproduce on their own. But the other sad truth is that these birds are not able to fly or flap their wings due to the big, large breasts. Well, let's look at point number two. Because commercially grown turkeys are raised in very crowded conditions and they're naturally territorial, they tend to peck at each other. So to minimize losses from pecking, farmers trim the beaks of the baby chicks with a heated cauterized blade or an infrared beam. And this is done without the use of an anesthetic. And the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the ASPCA, condemns both of these practices. Point three. As most of us know, the overuse of antibiotics results in selective breeding of so-called superbugs or bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics. And you know, these are a real and growing threat to all of us. Now, the USDA allows certain antibiotics, which have growth-promoting qualities, to be given in low doses for extended periods of time to poultry feed. So before the turkeys go to market, the birds are taken off the antibiotic feed so that no antibiotic residue remains in the tissues of the turkeys that you buy in the store. But this is the problem. Keeping the antibiotic out of the meat does nothing to prevent the problem of these superbugs. It's the antibiotic in the feed that causes the problem. Like I said before, I think that this is a serious threat to society in my book. Point four, many conventionally grown and processed turkeys are brined or injected with salts to ensure a nice moist bird and act as a natural preservative. I have no problem with that. What I don't like are the artificial flavors and the colors, and also, I don't like the preservatives. According to the USDA again, most of the synthetic preservatives are safe in the amounts that you find in individual food products. But the quantities of those preservatives add up over your lifetime, and there are no long-term studies on the cumulative effects of preservatives in our food. So my personal alternative to a conventionally raised turkey has been to opt for an organic bird. And I like this for three reasons. One, the birds are fed a vegetarian non-GMO diet. And you know, I just don't think that there's been enough research on GMOs, and they're unregulated. So the second reason I opt for an organic bird is that these birds have never been fed antibiotics, ever. So this addresses the point of antibiotic-resistant superbugs. And the third reason that I like organic birds is because these turkeys have access to the outdoors and the fresh air and the grass and the bugs, and I like to think that I'm supporting humane husbandry. But you say, organic birds are so outrageously expensive. Well, believe it or not, Whole Food has good deals on organic turkeys, and they're raised in humane conditions. Now for the little gem that I promised earlier. 4 years ago, I discovered that Whole Foods sells an entire, fully prepared Thanksgiving meal for eight with an organic turkey for $150. And that includes all the fixings. I did the math, and there is no way that I can buy all the ingredients to feed eight people for the same price. Never mind that it's prepared for me. Like I said, I've purchased this meal for 4 years now, and I'm telling you, it tastes great. I just place my order a few weeks ahead and concentrate on baking a few family favorites like pecan fig pie or gluten-free pumpkin pie for my relatives and pop them in the freezer. Then on Thanksgiving Day, I actually get to relax and enjoy my guests. The brand of turkey that's included in the Whole Food meal is from Diestel Farms. So I decided to call up Diestel Farms and find out more about their organic turkeys. The lady who answered the phone, Pam, was very knowledgeable and friendly, and she answered all of my strange questions about her turkeys. Her answers were basically what the Whole Food website says, that the birds are not ever fed antibiotics and are allowed extra time to grow so that they're more tender and juicy. Well, I don't know if this tender and juicy part is just propaganda, but that's what she said. The turkeys in the Whole Food organic meal are the broad-breasted white variety mentioned above, and she said that they are indeed artificially inseminated. Well, knowing this, I might opt for an organic heirloom turkey next year. The Whole Food holiday meals vary from place to place, so if you live in an area with a Whole Food, you can visit their website and see what they offer to you. And even if you don't live near a Whole Food, I hope that this clarifies a few turkey purchasing facts and leads to a healthy and delicious Thanksgiving meal for you and your family. Bon appetit! If you would like me to cover a particular topic, let me know by leaving a comment on my blog, Dr. Gonzo's Guides, or email me at drgonzosguides@gmail.com. That's drgonzosguides@gmail.com. See you next time.